This podcast is brought to you by Sleepy Skating Goods, where they make your skating experience better. Welcome, everybody, to the Pastime Podcast. My name is Jack, and today we're going to be talking about the medieval blacksmith, but most importantly, the anvil and the hammer. We will be discussing about where it originated from and why people might have used it. The anvil is a heavy steel or iron block with a flat top, concave sides, and typically a pointed end, on which metal can be hammered and shaped. The anvil is a hand tool that is made out of steel. The blacksmith would use it to shape metal. They would need to turn the iron into steel first. They need to heat the metal by putting it in a forge. A forge is where they heat the metal to a temperature where it becomes easier to shape. Forge is the medieval times was a very dark place, but this was intentional so the blacksmiths could see the color of the metal, and that would determine the temperature. To make steel, blacksmiths would add carbon to their iron to make, which would make the metal harder. This carbon came in the form of bone dust or powder hooves, which could be added to hot metal and cooked. This podcast is brought to you by Phil Swiss Flex Tape. Go visit flextape.com to get it now. On the tape can patch, repair, bond, and steel, and it instantly stops leaks. The blacksmith uses many other tools like tongs to pick up hot steel and chisels to break off pieces of stone. They also use tools such as molds and swages. We've been talking a lot about the blacksmith and what it uses, but what exactly is a blacksmith? Well, a blacksmith is someone who works with metal, wrought iron, and steel. Blacksmiths don't just make spoons and forks, they make swords and weapons. Back in the medieval times, that is. Do you know what blacksmithing is still a job today? This podcast is brought to you by Amazon.com, where you can get almost everything. Go to the website now and get it. Membership for Prime. You're probably wondering, how did blacksmith make a sword? Well, they made the sword by bending either copper or bronze. Bronze was harder to bend, but stronger. Copper was really easy to bend. With the right materials, depending on the amount of tin in the alloy, the smith could make parts of the sword harder or tougher. Most didn't make swords. It was usually a swordsmith. Typically, a good sword needs to be strong enough to inflexible enough to be able to absorb massive impact. Blacksmith didn't just make swords and armor for a weapon, or weapons. The blacksmith made a variety of weapons such as daggers, lances, arrowheads. They also made many other things like armor, shields, tools, rivets, nails, hinges, locks, keys, chains, knives, pokers, ornaments, jewelry, horseshoes, and gates. They also made armor for horses. Armor is also called barding. It became a popular thing in the 14th and 15th century. Keeping a horse alive was a very important thing in the medieval ages, because your horse is the most powerful weapon you have on the battlefield. It can trample people, and it's also your source of transportation. This podcast is brought to you by Crunchyroll, a free anime website where you can watch up-to-date anime for free. You're probably wondering, well, what exactly did they make a sword with? They made a sword with a hammer to flatten the metals and a grinder to grind. The grinder is used to sharpen the points of the sword. The hammer is usually made from steel. The grinder was also. In the medieval times, being a blacksmith was a decent job. It was a very important person to be because all the knights relied on you. The blacksmith's was named blacksmith because smith means he worked with metal, and black meant that he or she worked with black metal. There are many other smiths like goldsmith and silversmith, but I'd say that blacksmith is most important. The blacksmith could either live with peasants to make household items, or they would live in an upper castle to make weapons. The blacksmith also made things for torturing people. This podcast is brought to you by Mario's Pizzeria, where you can make or get fresh, famous, good quality pizza for a reasonable price. Well, this about just ends the podcast. It's been nice talking to you. Bye.